This segment with Baylor Director of Athletics Mac Rhodes is sponsored by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, serving Texans since 1952. And Edward Jones Investments with John Maddox, Ben Erlinson, Brad Hill, and Brad Wilson, making sense of investments. And by Meyer Fuels, our family would love to serve yours. If you need fuel or lubricant, we're here for you. All right, here we go. It's Tuesday. Mac Rhodes is unavailable, and Jeremiah Dickey, oh man, we've had him on a few times before. A part of Baylor Athletics joins us. Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoke in studio. So, well, first of all, thank you for joining us. How you been?
Good, good. Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing really, really well. The first game always, listen, we had five high school games and Baylor game and all the stuff that we have the first week. There's always something that either slips through the crack, human mistakes, or things that you, oh my gosh, we forgot. Anything in particular, first game changes, revisions, concerns, issues? It seemed like the traffic was fine. Kind of give me a summary of all the discussion you had following, I guess, the weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, one, the crowd was outstanding. I can't say enough about our students. I mean, there's nothing like the Baylor line, and you know, I've seen it on TV, but seeing it in person is it's unbelievable. And they really showed up. You know, 8,900 students, more than we had last year. I know it was hot, but it was exciting, and I think they bring something to the game that it's hard to explain, but they definitely have an impact on the outcome, and so hoping to see them out this weekend. I'm really proud of our team. You know, we went into the season, or went into the offseason, I should say, and our whole goal was to enhance the fan experience and customer service, and that's something that I felt like we did. You know, there's some things, obviously, that we can get better on, but I was really impressed with the Bear Foundation fast lanes. I thought the new Bear Walk was outstanding. I think that's something that you'll see some improvements on next game. You know, we're really going to stop the buses a little bit sooner to give people more room and space to celebrate the guys when they get off the buses. And so I think that's an improvement you're going to see. I heard great feedback on the concessions, and, you know, there's one-offs here or there, but overall I thought the customer service was great on that end, and the new fan pricing I thought went really well. You know, like I said, and you had mentioned it going into this, and I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the I-35 was the thing that we couldn't control, and that's something we preach to our team. Control what we can control. And I felt going into the game that we over-communicated, whether it was through social media, email, in person, campus and us. It was a great collaboration, and was really impressed with that. I think, you know, Saturday night on Labor Day weekend, when maybe you didn't have as much, it gave us a good foundation to really base a lot of our decisions off of. And so that's all we've been doing yesterday and today is sitting around a table and going through how we can make this weekend that much better, especially as we get into some of our Big 12 opponents, and in turn, you ultimately will have you know, some sellouts.
How did the interface with Waze work out? Smokey and I have had to use that app a couple times getting to the airport and in various cities, and it's a pretty trusty little thing. How did that all go?
So far, so good in terms of the feedback we received. I think, you know, anything that can help someone from the time that they leave their house, whether in Waco or from outside the community, it goes a long way. And Waze is something that you know, I think a lot of us internally use personally. And so it was a great partnership. We were very excited for that and very appreciative of that opportunity.
Jeremiah, I had someone send me an email, and some fans that have feedback. One of the things that I think sometimes when fans ask me a question or my opinion or ask me to ask a question, a lot of times when you're there covering the game, you're not watching it on television. I mean, there's TVs, but where we sit in that front row in the media at the window, I don't even really have much access to a TV that works, but I don't see things that sometimes you see, or the fan experience, because they may be looking at things that I'm not looking at. The ribbon boards, someone mentioned out-of-town scores. Is that something that you had brought up at all? And I don't even know if they're being shown or not, but is that something that is in the loop, or they just weren't looking at the right time?
I believe we do have that in our in our rotation. But now that you mention that, that has not come across my desk, but I will make a point to bring that up. And it's a great point. That is something that we've done in the past, especially Big 12. Definitely we'll look into that.
All right. Jeremiah Dickey, Associate Vice President of Athletic Operations, with us on ESPN Central Texas.
Swaggy, we did get a text from a listener, and it said the Bear Foundation Fast Lane was not available at Gate B. Did you know anything about that?
I know we concentrated on specific gates that we had some bottlenecking issues, and so part of it was to try to provide to the best of our ability an elite fan experience, especially for those Bear Foundation members. I know some of the gates, and it's all based on the data, and we know how we're scanning in. Some of the gates are more heavily used than others, and so that maybe had determined the locations. Off the top of my head, I don't remember all the specific gates that we had it at, but that is something that we're evaluating game by game, and we know where the majority of our crowd is coming from what lots and what direction. And so that's something that we're always looking at. It's supposed to be a good thing, but obviously we can't have it at every gate due to space and just staffing issues.
By the way, one of our newest sponsors, UBO Business Services, 94% first-time fix rate. Leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Sean Hunt is who you contact, UBO Business Services. I saw this only because I saw Baylor Baseball tweet this out yesterday evening or last night about Dr. Coach Nelly, and I know him. I never really said much to him, but I know he's been a part of the staff. Andrew have been great in a lot of things that they do. Is he leaving to go take another job, and how much of a hit is that?
He is. I believe Penn State announced it today, and it's a huge hit. I mean, you can tell just by the remarks and comments that I've seen from the student-athletes that were under his care in his time here, and specifically through social media and the outpouring of love for him. On top of what, I mean, we all know Nelly, and he was an outstanding member of our team and a great culture fit, and him and his wife Rachel, we're going to miss them. Sometimes our staff gets those opportunities, and we obviously wanted to keep him as long as we could, but we knew that day was going to come, and this was a great opportunity for him. And I think sometimes as leaders, we have to have honest conversations, and one of those was with Nelly to say this is a good position and move for him. He earned it, and he will be missed, and that is someone that we'll definitely keep an eye out. But he left this place better than he found it, and we're going to miss him.
I had a couple of coaches from outside of this area that have players who play for Baylor football. Brought up, by the way, just without me prompting them or not, about Andrew Althoff and what he does in sports science, which has become a big deal. ESPN has that series that they do. I had somebody mention the kind of difference that he's making. You have Jeremy Scott with what he does and others with what they do. That's something that's just something you have to have now. It's another part of that extenuating, add more or have something new for your student athletes. Your thoughts about Andrew?
Coach Althoff is outstanding, Smoke. I cannot say enough about him. I think Coach Rule has spoken highly of him. He is someone that he makes us better day in and day out. Coach talks a lot about the 1%, and he is one of those guys. And he brings a knowledge and an understanding to our team, that enhances everything that we're doing. We talk a lot about preparing champions for life and the health and wellness of our student athletes and the experience of our student athletes. And Althoff is one of those guys that very much plays a role in all of those things. And he makes us better. You can see it on Saturdays, and it's not something that, I'm probably the worst person to ask about this. Kenny Boyd, who oversees our health and wellness team, does an outstanding job with them and him and Althoff, some of these conversations they have and the details they get into as it pertains to the data that they're able to pull and some of the partnerships that we have with Catapult and other technologies that we use. It truly is something that enhances the overall experience of our student athletes. And he's an impressive guy. You said you know him. I mean, anytime NASA calls you to come and present, he gets calls all the time from professional sports teams. He's developed a relationship with Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, He is the standard in the industry, and we're excited and very grateful for him and him being a part of our program.
Man, he's always happy. I love the guy. He's really been good for the university for many years. Now, I know that you can't do anything. Television dictates pretty much anything, but was there any consternation when the schedule came out that you would play UT San Antonio the first weekend, really, in September at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes. You know, I believe Max talked about this before. Television is what it is, and we're very appreciative of those partnerships. And, you know, it's something that we have to work through. And, you know, in Texas, in September, having games in the afternoon, it's challenging. You know, we understand it. We feel it. Our families feel it. Our student-athletes feel it. You know, it's something that we have to find solutions and the opportunities within it. And, you know, I think because of that, you've seen more dedicated to the cooling zones and the water. And we're going to have water monsters on the concourse that basically are filled with ice at the beginning of the game, and they're continuing to be filled. We have the opportunity to bring water bottles into the games now. You know, those are things that we're continuing to look at on top of what we're doing on the field. You know, you're going to see some benches that have covers to try, you know, to help with the shading. We obviously have the cooling units that Althoff and his team are very much involved in, along with our overall health and wellness area. And then there's something that Althoff and them tried this past game where just through conversation and some of his military contacts, he picked it up where they put their forearms into these buckets of ice, essentially, that drops your core temperature. And that's specific to the student athlete. I mean, that is a priority for us, as is our relationship with the fans. And ultimately, we want to try to eliminate all excuses for someone not to come. It's so important for people to be in the stands and support these student athletes. And it definitely has an impact on the outcome of the game. And so we are appreciative of those that are going to come out. And I'm hopeful. It's been beautiful so far this week. And so I'm hopeful that the temperature drops a little bit and makes it that much more comfortable for everyone.
Did you get the chance at all to hear anything, or did you get a chance to watch the ESPN Plus broadcast and the quality and how much room? Obviously, it's the first time out. We get it. What's the impressions within the athletic department on that?
I think so far so good. There's things that we can improve on and just the overall game day presentation, but that's going to, you know, every game we're going to get better, and we're striving to do that. And I can't say enough about Chris Humphreys and our Baylor Vision team. You know, I think we're doing more than most, you know, from the tutorial to just, you know, not just football. I mean, we had the press conference, we've had soccer. It is something that we're definitely utilizing and taking advantage of. As we promote all 500-plus student-athletes, and that's exciting. And I think ultimately, based on what we do with football and those broadcasts, we're going to be able to enhance all the, you know, student-athlete experiences for the other sports as well. But so far, so good. You know, we're still getting, you know, with Monday being an off day, a lot was done through email, but we're still gathering as much data as possible. And we sent out surveys this weekend after the game, to see the experience at the game, but then we're also doing some internal surveying as we, you know, check the appropriate boxes, making sure that we're delivering on what was promised. So all exciting things, and so far so good. Nothing has risen to the level of that at least if there was an issue that we don't have a solution for it. And so that excites me. That's not always the case, but that excites me.
Jeremiah, and I ask you this only because a person who will remain nameless forgot to go over to my mother's house and set up her ESPN Plus. How was it? How was the response from the fans on the education about, you know, people how to download it who may not be that savvy with that?
I think, like everything, we over-communicated and hopefully clearly communicated, and so far so good. I mean, when you're dealing with the thousands upon thousands of fans that this university has and alums, we've received very few, knock on wood, and I may be opening up Pandora's box by saying this, but we've received very few complaints, and everything has been extremely positive. So I do not, at this point, I would put our tutorial and everything that we've done up against anyone in conference, and I say say that with as much confidence as I possibly can. I'm very proud of our team and what they were able to do in a short turnaround. You know, this was all new to everyone, and we found a way to get it done, and I've been really excited on the feedback. And it's like anything, it's going to be something that we continue to improve, and the feedback is important. So anything you guys receive, please forward it on, and we'll get it fixed.
Yeah, you can always direct messages on Twitter. A lot of you do, or email me, Smokey@1660ESPN.com. Now, I saw Jovan had a tweet out sometime last week, and it's a pack. It looks like a backpack or like a laptop pack. It's got like, what would you call that right there? What is that right there? That's like a water, what do they call those?
It's like a water bottle.
No, it's not. Yeah,
container.
Whatever that container. Looks, Paul, what do they call that now? The tumbler or whatever? I don't know. Yeah. But it's got like a message board. It's got, you can see where there's some connections and whatever. But it's like something that I guess the employees in athletics or whoever have. And Jovan put it up there. It's an influencer, a social media engagement platform for athletes, coaches, pro and college. This is way above my pay grade technology-wise. It's hard for me to turn on a laptop, much less understand everything else with it. What is this? And this is just something new about what is available.
As you know, technology is changing by semester, and we try to stay ahead of the game. You know, our goal is to be as innovative as possible, and you've heard it before, but it directly, you know, impacts, you know, the fan and student athlete experience. And so this is something that I have to give Jovan a lot of credit. This was not the easiest of things to get done, but we found a way and we're able to introduce influencer and really excited about the possibilities with this and the collaboration with campus and how much they helped. You know, when you look at it, what it provides, I mean, it enables fans and recruits to view a sport program through the lens of a student athlete. We talk about it a lot. How are we telling our story and what is our story? This is one of those programs that through social media that will allow us to tell that story from the student athlete's perspective. It enables authentic and visual storytelling that is important to us, and you hear other universities and athletic programs talk about it, and that's something that we want to be authentic. And you don't get any more authentic than hearing it from Charlie Brewer or one of our student athletes. And so it's exciting. We've started it off with football, men's and women's basketball, and the idea is to grow this through to all 19 sport programs and all 500-plus student athletes. It gives them a platform, and at the end of the day, it better equips the athletes and you know, coaches who are brand ambassadors for us.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Part of this is it ties into our social media education, and that's important to us nowadays with everything that's out there on social media and you know, everyone has a voice. It's important that we educate and help our student athletes. And so this ties into it as well. And really excited about where we're going with this.
Yeah, Paul, if I brought that to you and said, hey, look what I'm doing now, you would faint.
Yeah.
If it was something that I said I was involved in. He would absolutely faint, no question about it. Hey, Jeremiah, good stuff. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I don't know if Mac ever comes back on again. Basically, he's been Wally Pipped. Thank you for the time. Jeremiah Dickey, Associate Vice President of Athletics.